At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour, time for a look at the news for this 20th day of September for 2021. Well, starting the news this morning, a red flag warning now in effect across the foothills of the Mother Lode, along with the El Dorado and Stanislaus National Forest until 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. Gusty north and east winds of 10 to 25 miles an hour are expected, with gusts ranging from 30 to 40 miles an hour in some areas. The combination of lowering humidity and dry fuels is resulting in the areas of critical fire weather conditions. The minimum humidity today will range from 10 to 25%. The overnight recoveries will range from 25 to 50%. Now, any fires that develop will likely spread rapidly. Remember, a red flag warning means a combination of strong winds, low relative humidity, and warm temperatures can contribute to extreme fire behavior.
Well, a single vehicle traffic accident near Sutter Hill Saturday night claimed the life of the driver. According to reports, Saturday evening around 7:15, CHP and local law enforcement and emergency personnel responded to reports of a solo vehicle accident on Ridge Road near Locomotive Drive. Unfortunately, the male driver of the vehicle pronounced dead at the scene. His passenger transported to a Valley Trauma Center with major injury, but expected to recover. The incident is under investigation. Anyone who may have witnessed the accident or been in the area at the time asked to contact the CHP.
And California employers are adding new jobs at a record-breaking pace, as the state has averaged more than 111,000 new jobs a month since February. The state's jobless rate improved from 7.6% in July to 7.5% last month. California's job recovery rate is about 58% of the 2.7 million jobs lost in March and April of 2020 after Governor Newsom issued the nation's first statewide stay-at-home order because of the coronavirus. In the Mother Lode, the jobless rate also fell, with Calaveras County dipping from 5.7% in July to 5.6% in August. The numbers were slightly better for Amador County, dropping from 6.8% in July to 6.6% last month. The report released on Friday shows California continues to lead the nation's economic recovery, creating 44% of the nation's new jobs in August and ranking third in the nation in rate of job growth this year. It also showed that the number of residents applying for unemployment benefits has increased 4 weeks in a row, with more than 3 million people in the state still receiving some form of unemployment benefits.
Well, election results have been updated on the Calaveras County election webpage. According to Clerk Recorder and Register of Voters, Rebecca Turner, you can view them by searching Calaveras County election website, then clicking the election results icon. Now, there are roughly 700 vote-by-mail ballots yet to be counted. These ballots received through the mail Thursday and Friday with the postmark on or before election day. Now, the election department will continue counting these ballots through September 21st as long as they're postmarked by September 14th. Voters who received letters stating their signature was missing from the yellow return envelope or their signature didn't match the voter registration file can return that form through September 29th. Now, once the counting is complete, the manual hand count to verify the equipment tabulated the votes for each contest correctly will be held. The deadline to certify and report the election results to the state, October 12th. So far, Turner says, there's been no change in the results released on election night.
And Amador County Tax Collector Liz Nelson is reminding taxpayers that property tax postponement applications for the 2021-2022 tax year are now available. California's property tax postponement program, administered by the State Comptroller's Office, allows homeowners who are seniors, are blind, or have a disability and who meet income and other requirements to defer current year property taxes on their primary homes. Manufactured homes are also now eligible for postponement under the program. Eligibility has been further expanded this year with the household income limit raised to $45,810 or less. Nelson says funding for the program is limited and applications will be reviewed in the order received from October 1st to February 10th. Now, postponement of property taxes is just a deferment of property taxes and must eventually be repaid. Repayment is secured by a lien against the real property or a security agreement filed against a manufactured home. Now, a reminder for you, the Amador County Tax Collector's Office is not involved in the application process or administering of this state program. For more details, you need to go online, and that website is sco.ca.gov. You can call the Tax Collector's Office. They will give you some answers and point you in the right direction.
Well, this year, the Foothill Conservancy annual dinner will honor the dynamic husband and wife duo and Conservancy founding members and community leaders, Dr. Bob Hartman and Mel Welsh, RN. The event will be held at 4 p.m. Saturday, October 9th at Terre Rouge and Easton Wines in the beautiful Shenandoah Valley. Hartman and Welsh have lived in Pine Grove since 1988. In more than three decades of community service, they've been outstanding advocates for the health of local residents, our communities, and our environment. At the same time, they've provided top-quality health care for countless individuals and improved the scope and quality of local health services. Now retired, both continue to demonstrate how to live a life of service with integrity, compassion, and honor. The dinner will feature delicious meat and vegetarian offerings, live music from Wicked Sisters, a fabulous raffle, and live and silent auctions with special prizes. Tickets are $70 for adults, $10 for children, 12 and under, available online at foothillconservancy.org and from the Conservancy's Jackson office. For more information, contact the Foothill Conservancy office at 223-3508.
And a section of Doster Road in Mountain Ranch will be closed for repairs, forcing travelers to take a detour. The work is part of a paving project today and tomorrow. Doster will be shut down between Sierra Vista Lookout and West Murray Creek Road. The work is scheduled from 7 a.m. to 4:30 both days. Now, Calaveras Public Works urges motorists to avoid the area and observe all traffic controls. Any questions regarding the paving project can be directed to the Public Works Department at 754-6407.
And I want to remind you guys, traffic closure here. Sutter Ione Road, about a quarter mile in from 124, you're going to find closure for culvert replacement. And that starts up this morning, started about 7 a.m., and will run through 7 p.m. Again, that is a closure about a quarter mile in on Sutter Ione, a quarter mile in from Highway 124.
And that's a look at local news on A Gold Country. Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's KVGCRadio.com.